This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's unemployment report was, of course, just the kicker to quite a week in the American economy. Here to dissect and discuss are Neela Richardson from Redfin and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, John, let's pick up where Dan left off. Rising wages are what, a bad thing? They cause inflation? Is that what, I mean, what's the negative here?
There isn't really a negative at this stage. We could have a lot more rising wages before we would have to start worrying about inflation. There's no signs of inflationary pressure in the economy.
Right.
If anything, we've actually been having signs that inflation isn't as strong as the Fed wants it to be.
Right.
So nobody should worry at all about inflation. Anybody who says we have inflation is out of their minds.
And you heard it here first. Neela, quickly, a gut check on the jobs report, and then we'll move on. Uniformly good, right? Minus the wages thing?
You know, uniformly, the trend is good. I'm glad to see 220,000 jobs on average over the last 12 months.
Right,
I just
right.
wish it was a little more substantive in terms of labor market participation, wage growth, and, you know, just all around people getting good jobs that were higher paying.
All right. John, to your point about inflation, does this change Janet Yellen's timing on interest rate hikes next year at all, do you think?
I do not think it does anything to the Fed's program at all. It certainly doesn't push it forward. It probably doesn't push it back. They're going to do what they're going to do. And people are going to keep watching these new economic numbers to try to predict whether it changes it. But I think these little slight changes are probably – there's too much attention paid to them. The Fed is not going to be moved unless there's a big change in direction.
Well, but wait. I mean, Neela, Janet Yellen has said repeatedly, we will look at the data, right?
That's right. But the data is not telling us the same stuff it used to tell us before, that 5.8%. It does mask a lot of underemployment.
Huh.
It lacks a very stubborn long-term unemployed rate. And it masks some things that may be structural. So when they talk about data, it's not just the top-line numbers. It's all the way down deep into that tunnel.
All right. Let's go to the election. Obviously, Tuesday, big night for the GOP. John, to which theory do you subscribe, that nothing will get done now in an era of divided government, or that now that the GOP in the Senate has a stake in what happens and they are a little bit on the line, something will happen?
I'm going to go with option C, which is nothing will get done
that,
again.
Yeah, still,
you know,
right,
so it's not that now nothing will get done. We've had a divided government. There's very little signs that anything is going to change. People have talked about, you know, all of the issues that fall into my bailiwick, you know, banking reform, housing, you know, the GSEs, Fannie and Freddie reform. None of that's getting done. Immigration isn't getting done. You know, we just saw these guys announce basically that they're, you know, hey, I'm going to do something on my own. Oh, no, you're not, because now we're going to do, you know, we're going to fight you. Nothing's happening.
They had a nice lunch today at the White House. They all did, Neela. But which theory do you subscribe to?
I'm going to go with option D. It depends. You know, last
you guys
year.
Can't do that. There was A and a B. There was no C and D, man.
Last year, the most interesting dynamic to me coming out of the Republican Party was the Republican versus Republican battle. There is still, even though we no longer have a divided partisan House and Senate, we still have a very divided Republican Party, which is across the spectrum in terms of conservatism. If Republicans get on the same page, there may be areas of agreement when it comes to trade, when it comes to this popular minimum wage hike, and when it comes to some other issues like immigration that both parties wanted to see happen for quite a while now.
All right. Well, we got 2 years to figure it out. John Carney from The Wall Street Journal and Neela Richardson from Redfin. Thanks, you guys.
Have a good weekend.
Kai.
All right, you too. A couple of more things before we proceed with the rest of the broadcast today. Item number one, put a little reminder in your calendars for mid-March, would you? Today, the Supreme Court agreed to get back into the health care debate. Expect oral arguments, as I said, mid-March-ish, on this question, whether the federal government could give insurance subsidies to people who live in states where the feds, where Washington, set up the health care exchanges, as opposed to where states set them up. It sounds highly technical. It is, but it is going to be a very, very big deal. Item number two, the city of Detroit. This afternoon, a judge approved the city's plan to get out of bankruptcy protection, Chapter 9, if you're keeping track. This was, as you know, the biggest municipal filing ever. It finished in 16 months, which may seem like a long time, but is actually incredibly fast. Retiree pensions are going to be cut by 4.5%. The city is going to wipe $7 billion in debt off its books and spend $1.7 billion to demolish buildings, buy new fire trucks and ambulances, and upgrade basic services. On Wall Street today, it was fine. No big deal. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.